The Hunt for Whodunit is on. Matthew Hooton is a political commentator with Excelsior PR and joins us now. Hi, Matthew.
G'day.
Mike Williams is the former Labor Party president. Good to have you both on. I haven't had you both on together at once for a long time, so let's keep it civil, shall we, gentlemen? Matthew, is this a big scandal?
Yes, the leak of the information is a big scandal.
But the 100,000, the money spent?
Oh, no. That is ridiculous. That is mere job. That shows a leader of the opposition doing their job. What there is a despicable smear campaign underway, aided and abetted by an extreme left-wing anti-National Party journalist called Tova O'Brien, who is a disgrace to the profession and a disgrace to News Hub, and is running a personal campaign to get rid of Simon
Fisher. Actually, I object to that because Tova is a brilliant broadcaster who's simply doing her job.
She is the most disgraceful journalist in the press gallery.
No.
She lacks complete integrity. She declared she did not believe Simon Bridges was a modern enough person, too socially conservative, to be leader of the National Party.
No, I disagree. She is a brilliant journalist, simply doing her job. Someone has leaked her that information, and she has used it, doing her job.
She is a smear journalist running an active campaign against the leader of the National Party. She should resign and go and work for Jacinda Ardern.
No.
Mike, Matthew Hooton, thank you very much for having your piece. We'll get back to Tova O'Brien shortly. Mike Williams has been listening. Mike, that is a smear campaign in and of itself by a scared right-winger.
Yeah, indeed, you're right. That was a really extreme response from Matthew. And I'm used to his very extreme responses. He is, of course, talking nonsense. And when you don't like the message, you do exactly what Matthew did and try to shoot the messenger.
So who do you believe? Where do you think the leak came from?
Matthew.
Well, the leak may have come from someone who wants to undermine Simon Bridges. And so they've chosen a journalist who is dedicated this year to doing so.
Like who? Judith Collins?
No, I believe there are two possible sources. One is a possible leak from parliamentary services who control the information. And the other one, of course, is someone within the National Party caucus. And either way, they've chosen a journalist that they know has a personal vendetta against will splash it. And no other journalist would have run this.
Why?
No other journalist.
Why?
Would have run.
Why not?
As a journalist, I can assure you, I would have run this story.
Matthew,
story
Matthew, if you could,
run by Tova O'Brien,
if you can contain yourself for a moment, Matthew, can you tell me?
Contained.
Can you tell
you're
me?
You're defending a corrupt journalist.
She is not corrupt.
Which other journalist?
She's running a personal vendetta against the leader of the National Party.
Which?
The journalist was used as part of a smear campaign.
No, she was doing her job. But what I want to know from you, Matthew, what I'd like to know, not, nothing to do with Tova, stop putting the ad onto somebody else. What I want to know is how much is this going to hurt Simon Bridges and the National Party?
Oh, this will confirm Simon Bridges' leadership.